Previously on Left Behind.
Now what kind of time are we looking at here, Lionel?
In and out as fast as we can.
Señor Arturo, they're coming through the field. Many men. We must target.
Well, who's coming? What's going on?
My people tell me that the next curse from the Lord has fallen.
You get around, don't you, Michael? You omnipresent or something?
You know better than that.
Lord, I don't know what you're impressing upon me, except that Lionel needs prayer.
Then I just got a feeling I should check again.
If I were to guess, I'd say somebody's praying for this mission right now.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 120 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Excellency, this is about water. Because you no longer need nourishment, including water, perhaps you do not understand.
Listen to me, Leon. There is water in food. Are you people not eating enough food?
Potentate, the situation has become dire. We have no access to freshwater resources because of the blood. It is true that the seas have returned to salt water. I thank you for that, but converting it has been difficult. Even getting new ships out there is a chore.
Suhail.
It is true, unfortunately. And our troops everywhere are suffering.
I'm suffering. Personally, I mean. There are times when I think I will die if I don't find a swallow of water.
Miss Ivins, we shall not allow the administration of the global community to grind to a halt because you are thirsty. Is that clear?
Yes, Highness. Forgive that selfish expression. I don't know what I've...
Is it, in fact, possible that you have a whiff of expertise in this area?
Sir?
In the matter before us, do you bring anything to the table that helps get us to a solution? Are you a scientist, a hydrologist? Please? There is no need to shake your head. I know the answers. If you do not have pressing business in your office, why do you not just sit and listen and be grateful that you draw a paycheck here? A little tie with my family and you ride that horse as if it is your own. Do not turn from me when I address you!
I thought you wanted me to leave.
I do not cater to subjects, employees, friends, or otherwise who disrespect their sovereign. See, this same attitude made you think you could sit on my throne, in my temple.
Your lordship, I have apologized over and over for that indiscretion. I am humiliated, repentant, and contrite.
Excellency, that was more than 2 years ago.
You! You called this meeting, and now you counter me as well?
No, sir. I apologize if I...
What would you call it, huh? Would you like to join Aunt Viv and return to your office to work on what you have been assigned? You are head of the church, man! What happens to Carpathianism while you worry about water? Where are the scientists who have something to offer here? Miss Ivins, why are you still here? Go, for the love of all!
Sir, I did consult the experts before coming.
Oh, finally! Someone who uses the brain I gave him. What do you have?
If you will notice here, Your Highness. I see it. Satellite photography has detected a spring in the middle of Petra that has apparently been producing fresh water since the day of the bombings.
So, we are back to Petra, are we? The site of so many billions of nicks poured into the desert sand.
It has been a boondoggle, sir. But notice what the aerial photography shows. Apparently the missile struck an aquifer that supplies thousands of gallons of pure water every day. It only stands to reason that the source of this spring extends far outside the city of Petra, and our people can see no reason why we can't access it as well.
Where do they believe it extends?
To the east.
And how deep?
Well, they're not able to tell from this kind of technology, but if a missile could tap into it in Petra, surely we could drill or even use another missile east of there.
Use a missile to tap into a spring? Suhail, have you heard of using too much equipment for a job?
Begging your pardon, sir. But 2 Daisy Cutter bombs and a Lance missile produced only drinking water for 1 million of our enemies.
here. It's really pretty amazing. Ah, is your new airstrip working out?
Oh, yeah, you ought to see it, Smitty. It's hidden in an area just outside Taiz, north of the Gulf of Aden. Perfect location.
Oh, sounds great.
Listen, Albie's got a shipment he'd like you to deliver to Petra. Can you come and grab it and run it down there sometime in the next day or so?
Me? By myself?
Why, you want me to hold your hand?
It is just that such errands are more fun with company, especially when playing Spot the Missile.
Yeah, well, you know I like a good laugh as much as the next guy, but this is a quick one-man run you can do with one of the lighter airplanes.
Oh, one of Mr. Whalum's people left a Lear here. Can the new airstrip take a Lear?
Sure, which model?
45XR.
Wow, great, no problem. Obviously keep the fuel load way down for the short hop. And then we've got about 1,500 pounds you'll return with power cells, solar panels, lithium batteries.
Sounds fine.
So when do you think you can do it?
Oh, probably today, if I finish with my hair and nail appointments in time. What? I was going to have my face done too, but my skin is so...
What are you talking about, Smitty?
I finally got you, Mac. I was doing a joke on you.
You're hilarious.
I got you, didn't I, cowboy?
Yeah, you got me.
Oh, let me check the weather and get back to you with a time.
Sounds Mr. good. Smith. Oh, excuse me.
Hang on, Mac.
All right.
Can I finish this call, or is it urgent?
This is a printout of a plot streaming live from a server at the GC Office of Defense. What does that look like to you?
It looks like incoming. Perhaps a missile?
That's what I thought.
Mac, I gotta go.
What's up?
Not sure, but I think Carpathia's launched another strike.
Yeah, do what you need to, buddy. We'll talk later.
What do I do?
Get Sion and Haim. Tell them code red.
I tell them you said that, sir?
Tell them whatever you need to. Just do it quickly.
Abdullah, code reds are reserved for threats to the well-being of the whole.
I understand. Follow me.
We've been tracking it the past few minutes.
Missile?
Looks like it.
Headed for the city?
Actually, it's not. But if the trajectory continues, it will land close by.
From?
Probably Amman.
Time?
Minutes.
The target?
Here, just east of us.
Where they have been drilling?
Yes.
Shall I warn the people, sir?
Just tell them to not be alarmed by an explosion within... when would you say, Abdullah?
15 minutes. The drilling crew apparently knew this was coming.
They have moved their operation?
Take a look. They're quite far away, actually. And the drill rigging has been disassembled. That tells me they don't want it destroyed by the missile. It is probably programmed for a specific coordinate.
Is it just my age, or is it particularly warm today?
No, I am perspiring more than usual. And myself, my friend.
Strange. The sun looks larger and brighter somehow.
What time is it?
Almost 10.
Why, that it's hotter than a noonday sun, you don't suppose...
Here it comes.
I am warm.
It's descending now. Looks like it's headed for the original drilling site.
Brace yourself, gentlemen.
Chang. Take those headphones off and see if you can fix the air conditioning.
Sorry? I didn't hear you. I had headphones on.
You wouldn't happen to be listening to a do-it-yourself course on air conditioning repair.
No.
Too bad. Man, it's hot.
Let's check in on the top floor.
I cannot believe it did nothing.
Let's not assume failure just yet.
The lance we sent to Petra immediately produced a gusher that flows to this day. This gave us nothing. It is a disaster.
You may be right.
I am always right. Face it, you are going to have to attack this water thing another way.
Begging your pardon, sir, but I thought you'd want to know.
What is it?
We're getting strange reports.
What kind of reports?
Some kind of heat wave. The lines are jammed. People are complaining of things melting.
Get back! Get away from the window! What's happening? Whoa! We're on fire! Somebody help me! It's too hot, sir. I can't get to the window. Come and drag them away from the window.
It's too hot!
Get away from the window! Go to the basement! We'll get underground! Everyone into the elevators! Move! This one's gone! I'll catch the next one! Go ahead! Chang! Go!
Ray. Ray. Ray, it's Buck. Sorry. Sorry. There's something I think you ought to see.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a special bulletin coming from Patrick.
Good morning, Captain Steele.
Yeah, good morning.
Prophesied in the Bible.
What time is it?
It's
a little after one.
People out in the sun without the seal of God are being burned alive. Revelation 16:8-9 says, "Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to it to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues.
I wonder. What? This may be significant for us.
Oh, that's me. Pardon me.
In what way?
I need to talk with Sion or Chaim. Doesn't matter which. Let's see if I can get one of them to respond.
Hello?
Ming, it's Ri. I know it's late there. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Is Mother all right?
Better than all right. I was warned to stay away from the underground shelter.
GC?
There was a rumor of a raid. The believers were packing, getting ready to sneak away. But as the sun rose, there was no noise from the street. Some went out and saw the damage from the sun. Everything is scorched, melted, or completely burned up.
Did the believers get out?
Yes. They didn't move far, but it is a better hiding place.
We just saw the communique from Dr. Ben-Judah about the judgment. It must be terrible.
In one area, believers saw where a small faction of GC had tried to use fireproof suits and helmets and boots to protect them from the enormous heat. They only lasted about 100 yards. Then their suits caught fire and split open.
Wow.
Piles of burning material are everywhere in the street.
Please, hurry back. Ri, I miss you.
I miss you too. Because of the heat, I can travel during the day. I should be back early. I will see you when I return.
Rayford?
I'm here, sir. Thanks for getting back so quickly.
Quite all right, Captain. Let me ask, need this be a private conversation? I'm in the tech center and others may overhear.
No problem. Is everyone all right there?
Oh, we are fine. We feel some extra warmth and some are fatigued, but we are apparently protected against the effects of this plague.
I know you're busy, but I need confirmation. Do you believe those of us with the mark of the seal of God will remain immune to the heat?
Yes, it appears so.
Then you can see what this would mean for the Tribulation Force. That we could do what we wanted during daylight hours.
I would caution that God has never been predictable with these things. I would not want to see you out some bright day when the curse ends. You would be most vulnerable.
Point taken. I'd like to think this would last long enough to allow us some elbow room.
Rayford, no matter how long this lasts, the world is a spent cartridge. Even before God unleashed this curse, the globe is in the worst condition imaginable. It makes me wonder how the Lord can tarry until the end of 7 years.
I've wondered the same thing.
What will be left? Poverty is rampant. Law and order are relics. Even global community loyalists have lost faith in their government and their peacekeepers. The people who are to be out and about do not even dare venture into the streets without being armed.
Yeah. Buck tells me he doesn't know one common citizen who doesn't own and carry a weapon. And I don't blame him, with all the thieves, rapists, terrorists.
Remember, Rayford, we are down to three kinds of people now. Those of us with the mark of God, those who bear the mark of Antichrist, and the undecided. There are fewer and fewer of these, but they are the ones we must reach out to.
I imagine they're going into hiding just to survive.
They are suffering as the sun rises each day. Imagine the devastation. Power shortages, air conditioning, overloads, breakdowns. We are not far from anarchy, my friend.
How does this square with your contention that these judgments are as much about God's mercy and compassion as they are about his wrath?
God is just, and God is holy. But I do not believe he would send any more judgments on the world now if he weren't still jealous at some repent.
Everybody knows by now these judgments are from God, yet they still refuse to repent. Why?
That is the question of the ages. You remember the Old Testament account of when Moses grew up and refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, even though he could have? The Bible says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. These people certainly are not Moses. To enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, they will suffer torment and lose their souls. I applaud your thinking. This may be the time for the Tribulation Force to step up its efforts. That we will help struggling believers find the remaining undecided and help bring them in before it is too late. I wish you Godspeed. Whatever you decide.
Hey, where have you been?
Hey, Ray.
Chloe's been looking for you. Whoa, oh. You smell like a campfire.
George took me up in the chopper. I had to get a look.
That was risky.
Maybe.
You gonna write about this?
Yeah. I tell you, Ray, it's incredible. I have never seen the Pacific putting out steam for as far as you can see. The waves were crashing down what had to be boiling water. This stuff was rising so fast, we found ourselves surrounded in steam. I mean, George flew on instruments until we could find our way out of the cloud.
And what did it look like on land?
Oh, man, fires everywhere. It's a good thing we're underground. Everything else is up in smoke, Ray. We watched this one apartment building steam pour off every surface. I thought the thing would just catch on fire, but it shook. I mean, literally moved on its foundation. Then the windows blew out, the roof bowed up, and, Ray, the whole thing exploded.
Whew. How anybody can survive this is beyond me.
Ray, you should have seen the reservoir. Boiling blood. It was unbelievable.
That must smell good.
Well, we couldn't stay long. I felt like I was going to pass out from the odor.
I've heard enough, and I wasn't even there.
Nevertheless, I think your plan to use the daylight's a good one.
We'll be free to come and go as long as the sun's out.
Reverse vampires.
We're going to need to keep an eye on any coastline operations.
Yeah? Why is that?
The water level's already rising as the polar ice caps melt. Shores and coastlines are buried underwater.
What's this going to do to the co-op, then?
Well, Chloe and I have been working on some new warehouses and distribution centers. Everything was spread thin before all this, but now we've got to make supplies last until the glorious appearing.
Has Carpathia said anything about the plague yet?
I haven't heard a thing. But if anybody knows, it's Chang.
It's unbelievable, Mr. Williams. Nikolai insists the heat doesn't bother him, but his staff is underground below Building D. His secretary communicates with him via intercom.
Didn't he have a glass ceiling built into that penthouse?
Yeah. Maintenance asked if he wanted draperies installed, and he refused. The sun beats down through that glass and roasts the office. They can't hold meetings there or do much of anything until after dark. Get this. Yesterday, he said he would sunbathe in the courtyard while the mortals hide below ground, and that's exactly what he did.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Carpathia came outside, stripped onto his underwear, and laid on a concrete bench.
Whoa, that's gotta hurt.
He stayed there an hour. I saved the conversation Leon had with Akbar afterward. You have to hear this.
I'm telling you, the man is inhuman. He had been outside sunbathing.
Leon.
It's true. He was so hot I could not stand within 20 feet of him. The soles of his shoes were smoking. I saw sparks in his hair, which was bleached white, even his eyebrows. The man is a god, impervious to pain. It is as if he prefers it.
His shoes were actually smoking?
Wait, it gets weirder. Carpathia called tech services and asked for a telescope powerful enough to see the surface of the sun. At noon, he was out looking through the lens. That is until the thing melted.
He looked directly into it.
Yeah, and the techie... Hang on, let me pull up the archive. Okay, here.
Sir... The telescope is inoperable now. Even the recording disc is pretty much melted. Unfortunately, that, of course, that means we won't be able to save any of the data.
That is all right. I saw what I wanted to see.
Sir?
It was a very nice piece of equipment. It provided me a crystal clear image of the noonday sun. And indeed, I could see the flares dancing from the surface.
Yeah.
What, you find that humorous?
Well... You were joking, right?
I was not.
Oh, sir, forgive me, but your eyeball would have been gone. In fact, you know, your whole brain would probably been fried.
Do you realize to whom you are speaking?
Yes, sir, Sir Potentate.
The sun, moon, and stars bow to me.
Yes, sir.
Understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you doubt my account?
No, sir. I'm sorry. Forgive me, please.
Mr. Figueroa, I think you might want to see this.
What now?
Look at this reading I'm getting.
Boiling water overflowing the Chicago River, overheated and radiation contaminated. What's the point?
You missed it, Chief.
Tell me.
It's the river.
Right.
But the sensors are reporting water, not blood.
That must mean... Let me use your phone.
The waterways will now heal themselves over time.
Yes, of course they will. And this heat will also pass. I am less concerned about these things than I am our real problem.
Which is?
The Jews! The Judahites! We have eliminated many, but in Jerusalem and other areas, they have somehow evaded detection.
Our plan to sweep the area was halted by the plague of the sun.
Yes, I know. These plagues have always had their seasons. This heat will end. And when it does, that may be the time for us to pull out our reserve of munitions and equipment. Suhail, estimate for me the confidentiality level on both the size and location of that stockpile.
We have no reason to believe it has been compromised in the least.
Good. When we can once again stand being out in the light of day, we must have a new plan in place.
Yes, excellent.
Let's be ready to mount the most massive offensive in the history of mankind. I want you to know that resources, monetary and military, are limitless.
Thank you, sir.
Did you get that, Suhail? Limitless. Hold back nothing.
We have something coming from Chang. Apparently it's Carpathia's reaction to the end of the heat plague.
Did Mac and Ree land before the heat lifted?
Just barely. Caught us somewhat off guard, but we're pulling back like we knew we'd have to. We'll go back to night operations as soon as we coordinate.
Yeah, good idea. I read Chang's message about the picnic at the palace.
Yeah. Everybody's pale and exhausted, except Carpathia, of course.
Of course. Oh, here comes the file.
Hi, guys. This is a top-level meeting that's just getting underway in the palace. Everyone's moved back up the stairs since the heat plague has been lifted. Hope this will help the Trib Force in some way.
Nathan, it is good to see you back and healthy. The waterways are healing themselves. We are back in business, people. It is time to recoup our losses and start delivering a few to the other side.
Here we go again.
We have wasted no time in preparing a strike against the dissidents. The Rector Akbar will now outline our plans.
Thank you, Excellency. If you look at the screen, you'll see the comprehensive military plan.
What?
Oh, did you see that?
What has happened?
I think the lights just dim.
Remain calm, my friends. It is simply a power failure. Get the
light. That wasn't the lights.
Sir, I can't even see the keypad on my phone.
Something we can use.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Tribulation Force, what you are hearing is the result of the Fifth Bowl Judgment. Though we believers in Christ see our computers and our comrades in a soft light, those who have the mark of the God of this world have been blinded. They will not be able to see any form of light. And plunged into this dark pit 24 hours a day, it will soon produce dire effects on their stability. The scriptures say that men will gnaw their tongues in agony, sores will break out on their skin, and they will cry out, they will curse God, and they will refuse to repent. Many will attempt to kill themselves, and the suffering will grow worse by the hour.
Captain Steele, this is incredible. I can walk into a room filled with people, tiptoe around them, and they never know I'm there. I see everything.
You better be careful, Chang. This is not a game.
I know, but I think I've come up with a plan. You know how difficult it has been for me alone here. We have 1 year left before the glorious appearing, and I desperately want to leave.
I understand.
I was thinking, if there ever was a perfect time to escape, it's now. Someone could fly a jet and land right in New Babylon. We could commandeer planes, weapons, whatever we want. I could get out of here. As long as God keeps the curtains pulled and the lights off, everything's in our favor.
I hadn't thought of that.
What do you think, Captain? How about it? I think it's time to get me out of here.
Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.